Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
I see a number of people on Twitter listening to Yaman and indeed Liam, both of them attacked with iron bars, including being hit on the head. And a number of people make them, sure, that's attempted murder, somebody hitting you on an iron, three or four people whacking you on the head with an iron bar. But anyway, Stephen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Will you explain what you do and what the problem is, please?
Sure, Joe. I am a member of a North Dublin First Responder Group. We basically are trained to attend life-threatening emergency situations where somebody may have suffered a heart attack or a stroke or a choking incident.
Okay.
We get notified by the National Ambulance Service of this incident, and we make our way, get there as quickly as possible, and we basically try and form the first part of the chain of survival for somebody who's suffering from or has a life-threatening emergency, such as a heart attack or choking.
Okay. And you drive in your family car or whatever.
You don't
have any blue lights or...
No, absolutely not. Okay. We have to operate within the rules of the road. The idea being, Joe, that we're actually in the community. We're close to somebody within the community, and we can respond.
Great idea. Yeah. And you're trained in that sense.
We are. We do. It's a very basic course, Joe. It's only a one day course. It trains you basic CPR, how to give proper effective CPR.
And do you carry a defibrillator in your car?
Some of us do, but we typically what we do is we have a defibrillators located strategically amongst in the community. You probably see them around the place. And we will be familiar with where these are. So when we get a call, we go and collect one of these defibrillators and make our way to...
Well, I saw one in... Where was I reading about one in the paper? It was the initiative of a Fine Gael councillor, Anna Granger, in Dundrum. She actually got converted an old phone box.
Great idea into the
location for the defibrillator. Great idea. Well done there. And I know they did it up in Stony Batter as well. Now, how often would you be called out, Stephen?
Typically, you could get two calls a week. You mightn't get anything for a month. It really depends on how often. You know, this time of year, you will see a few more calls as the weather gets bad. Unfortunately, people seem to get sicker.
Okay, now is that program gone? Is that what you're saying?
No, at the moment we are running into an issue only in the Dublin area. So I don't. Scare people outside of Dublin. Where typically the calls come into the Dublin Fire Brigade. But by the way, before I go into this, the front line, the management, the dispatchers of both Dublin Fire Brigade, National Ambulance, they're all excellent people. This isn't about...
I know, that's a given. That's a given on this programme, Stephen. We think they're magnificent. But if there are issues, people are entitled to wear them. So
what
has changed?
So what has changed in the last couple of months is, because I just explain what happens. A call comes in to the control room, Dublin Fire Brigade. It's a Dublin call, and it's routed into there. And if they don't have an ambulance, they may ask the National Ambulance Service if they could provide a cover ambulance to go to the situation. Once that call goes into the National Ambulance Service, we get an automatic text sent to our phone telling us that there's somebody suffering a life-threatening emergency in the area. Now, typically, when we got that text, we could phone the Dublin Fire Brigade control room and through 999 and get the address and attend to that call and give the appropriate treatment. And it's only the first step in the treatment, you know, until the paramedics and the professionals arrive. Unfortunately, what's happened in the last couple of months, when we phoned Dublin Fire Brigade, they are not giving us the addresses of the individuals who are suffering this life-threatening emergency. and they're telling us that they can't give it out under GDPR legislation. So we're sort of getting very frustrated with this. If it's a full blown NAS call and NAS ambulance is responding, we will get the full address. But most of the calls we're getting are through Dublin Fire Brigade, and unfortunately we're not getting the address anymore.
And why? Why are they saying GDPR?
They're quoting GDPR legislation is blocking them from giving us the address, which is very unfortunate.
And where was this quoted? Where was GDPR invoked? Like, well, was this in a statement or in a...
I believe it's in a statement. It's been in a number of statements. I think there was an article, a very good article in the Irish Times yesterday, and that's why I'm following up on this. And I think it's what we were being told when we phoned in and talked to the lads in the guys in the control room, that they cannot give us the address because of GDPR legislation. Mm-hmm. So we're left in a situation where we could be walking past a relative of somebody who has missed out on vital care because we couldn't get the information to attend a call.
Because GDPR is hardly going to make a difference between life and death for somebody. That's lunacy, if that's the case.
I'm not a solicitor or a barrister, unfortunately.
No, but
I do understand there's provision in legislation to facilitate emergency calls. Don't ask me to go into any details. Well,
it sounds obvious that there would be.
Yeah.
Somebody's dialing 999, voluntarily giving their details.
Yes.
At great speed, and saying by dialing 999, I need help.
Yeah.
Be it the fire, Gardaí, Coast, RNLI, 116 or whatever. Now, we've got a long statement from Dublin Fire Brigade, and there's no mention of GDPR. It says that you're alerted by the National Ambulance Service. From calls received through the we're Dublin Fire Brigade are working with our colleagues in the National Ambulance Service on a project for the provision of a smartphone application that would be utilised by both National Ambulance Service and Dublin Fire Brigade. But how are they alerting you up to this? Why is it dried up?
We were getting alerted through the National Ambulance Service via text message, an automatic text message system that is triggered and relayed.
So who said it's GDPR? Dublin Fire Brigade or National Ambulance Service?
Dublin Fire Brigade. I've personally called into Dublin Fire Brigade's control room and have been told that we cannot give you this information under GDPR legislation.
You've been told that?
Yeah, directly.
Okay, well, that's pretty pretty irrefutable.
Yeah.
What do you think is going on? Is it a long-standing bad blood between Dublin Fire Brigade and the National Ambulance Service?
I hope not. I hope it's not that something like that isn't putting people's lives at risk over patient care. You know, they talk about a smartphone app that has been in development for a period of time now, but this needs to be fixed straight away. People's lives are being compromised, and patient care is being compromised. And,
well, Stephen, don't underestimate your own training. I presume you have to be Garda vetted.
Yes.
Okay. I presume you have the proper insurance on your car.
Yes.
In terms of what you do. I presume if there's Garda vetting, you have to do some modicum of discussion about child safety.
Of course, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So that's and you do CPR, and you know how to use a defibrillator, and you know how not to panic. Okay?
Hopefully, yeah.
And you know, if you arrive before the paramedics, that you know how to stand back and let them walk. You don't...
Absolutely, yeah,
Have there been any issues on site?
Never, as far as I'm aware. And in fact, the paramedics are excellent, and they very much involve us in anything that's going on.
What's going on? You've been told to your face it's GDPR.
Well, over the phone.
Well, we'll ask Helen Dixon then. We'll ask the data commissioner. The number of times GDPR has been invoked goes from the seemingly trivial of a woman phoning to say, I'm on holidays, I'm going to get my hair dyed, what colour did you use the last time in Dublin, and the hairdresser refusing under GDPR to tell her. To this is now being invoked, and people heard your testimony there, Stephen, and it is totally and absolutely believable. And it is about this, but this is about life and death.
Absolutely, and I'm sure there's other volunteers in other communities around Dublin who.
We had an issue before. Now I think the man has moved on to another jurisdiction. He was the head of. Was he head of the National Ambulance Service? I think he was from Australia originally. But he stood down a lot of the volunteer first responders, and he came on this program because people like you were upset. And he said, well, one of the reasons I'm standing them down is I don't want volunteers racing around the country in their own cars in danger of crashing.
I am aware of that personally. It's probably okay. Pre my time. Involved in this, you know, a short enough period of time.
When is the last time you got a call out, by the way?
I think about 10 days ago, which we weren't able to respond to.
Why not?
Well, we actually don't even bother ringing Dublin Fire Brigade anymore to try and get an address.
Oh, you don't get the specific address in the text.
Yeah.
So you did get a call out 10 days ago from the National Ambulance Service. You then have a number you have to ring to say where is the address, and you're now being told thanks but no thanks.
Exactly, yeah, pretty much.
And is this happening to other volunteer first responders as well?
It's pretty much happening across Dublin.
Okay, that's out of order.
You know, it's
like
the system works great. It works when it works great. It works all around the country. And we just provide the first link in chain.
That's great. It's great community service. It's part of the infrastructure that makes this country great, which a lot of other countries don't have, Stephen. So we'll try and, as I say, maybe I'll put the Dublin Fire Brigade or the Dublin City Council statement. We'll tweet it, and if anyone can understand it better than I can, it doesn't mention GDPR. If anyone can understand the structure of it better and the meaning of it better than I can, maybe they can let us know. Stephen, what do you do in real life, as I say? How did you get involved in this?
I work in a family business, and it's just sort of medicine and sort of helping people in the community and all that type of thing is something I always wanted to do. So a couple of years ago, I took an interest in it.
Well done. Fair play to you. Hopefully you'll be back in operation on standby fairly soon, Stephen. And thank you for your service and all the other first responders. That's Stephen.